No, call us back to order. Would you call us back to order?
Okay, meeting will come to order. We're calling Robert Morris concerning number 860018. Morris?
Yes.
This is Bob Rose with the Taney County Board of Equalization. The board is meeting now on your request.
What's your name?
Bob Rose.
Bob Rose. I think I know you.
Well, I think you do. Today we're meeting an official
group. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm chairman of the
work
board.
For the county now?
Well,
I've seen you for a long time.
I'm one of the two volunteers.
Sir, let me interject here that we are recording this conversation and you are live on the internet.
On the internet, okay. I got to watch my language. I can't tell stories about Bob Rose.
Tell us some stories.
Well, we're talking to you today about your appraised value of $4,289, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Can you present your ideas here in what you've put down in writing and tell the board why you think this should be changed?
Well, I wrote all this in writing, but in the last letter that they got, first evidence of market value, and I said, well, I don't have black and white evidence. I could get that, I guess, but I wrote a letter on my appeal in May 30th. This is a membership lot, which is considered by the Oakmont community. They're often a gob of these for $500 a quack. I bought this lot from Dwayne, Ed, and Steve, who had bought it as a membership lot some time back before that, and I paid them $500. This was a open arms transaction, or whatever you call it. This was in. I bought it for $500 in 2006 and put it in my wife's trust, and you see, those lots are still. The market value I would say, assume is $500. Now I don't know if I could sell for $500 or not because they got a gob of more there and they want to sell for $500. The lot is for a membership in their swimming pool over there, and
is that golf course still operational?
No, they sold that. They sold that 2 or 3 years ago. And they got most of their money just last year, and the swimming pool is getting in bad shape, and they can't be repaired. So well, they just kind of, I guess, in Bagari, patch it up every year. They shut down for a month in February or January in the wintertime and repair it. But their plans are next year to build a new swimming pool and a new building. That so, which would make it a little nicer.
Can a person go out and buy a membership now for $500?
That's correct. You can go over there. I went in there and I asked the secretary the other day. Oh, this is way back when I started this letter. I said, tell me how many lots you got for sale at $500? Well, she didn't know. She said, we just got them. If you want to buy one, you can buy one. So I haven't got anything in writing from anybody over there, but this is what they've been doing for years and years. They call them junk lots or membership lots or whatever you want to call them. Most of them are just for people that want. It used to be the golf course, and I think that's why Dwayne and Edna sold it. Steve sold that to me because they closed down and sold the golf course, and they went to use the swimming pool a little bit, but I was more interested just in the swimming pool, and so they offered it to me for what the, what I could buy it from the association for was, and so I just went ahead and bought it from them, and it's not a very good. I mean, I wrote another letter someplace, kind of telling about the lot. It's on a dirt road, and there's about an 8 to 10 foot drop off, and there's no water lines or septic system there. You know, I don't know why, as big as the outfit, if they wanted to sell lots and promote investment, why they wouldn't put in a water system. But, you know, now that'd be awful expensive. But, so if you're gonna, that lot's like less than a third of an acre. And, you know, now they say over here in our county that you should have 3 acres for a septic system, but they'll grandfather you in, so I guess you're grandfathered in over there. But, then you gotta put down a well, and, anyway, it's just not very practical to, as far as I'm concerned, to build a house there. It's just, it's just the cost of membership. You know,
there are no,
memberships.
The neighboring lots do not have houses on them either.
There's the houses about a block or so down the street, I believe. I haven't even been down there and looked at that, but a couple years ago I was down there, and there was somebody building a house about a block or so down the street from it, and they put in their own water system. I think maybe they bought 2 or 3 lots, I don't know, but I asked them, what are you doing for water? And, oh, we had to put in well, you know. I wasn't interested in that. And of course, we live over here in Stone County, and like I say, it's just the market. I bet you if I put it on, you know, every once in a while somebody calls up and said, you want to buy or sell your Andy County property? And I said, I don't want either one. You know, if I put it up for $500, I would just be competing against Oakmont. I'd be looking for somebody who wanted a membership lot, you know, as far as I'm concerned. So, I guess this is all speculation. I think about that this morning. I haven't got a letter from Oakmont stating all these facts that I've been telling you. So I guess you could say, well, you weren't prepared, but,
Ms. Morris, you don't need a letter. I'm James Strahan, the county assessor, and I'm very familiar with the area. I've dealt with Oakmont many, many times, and I know exactly what you're telling as being the truth and how you've bought it and what it is and all this type of stuff. But I also know that the lots out there, when combined with two, they go from a minimal value to sometimes a good value. I've actually sold lots of my own, one street above yours. I sold 14 lots out for $3,500 a lot. They weren't all together. This has been over the course of the last 4 to 6 years. So I'm very familiar. I'm the one that took on the role of going out to Oakmont and trying to figure out what the value of those lots were. They said I was the first. I drove every foot. In my own personal rig, I didn't even use the county rig. I know what it takes to put a well down. It costs $6,000 to put a well down. It costs $5,000 to put the septics in. And your septic and well would fit on this lot if it were approved, because you've got to have 100 foot from the wellhead to the septic field. So I'm very familiar. I'm not going to argue the point with this board whether your membership lot is worth $500. I just know what I have done in the past and how I've gathered up lots, pieced them together, and would absolutely end up with $3,500 per lot out of my lots.
Is anyone else on the board?
Yeah, in some ways, my letter, I talked to him when we bought this. The next year when I got my tax assessment, I called him up. And he said, well, write me a story and tell me what you'd be in, send you a copy of the check and all that, which I did. I called 3 times after that, and he was never available, and he never returned my calls.
Oh,
so,
I was out praising Oakmont lots.
You know, maybe he sold them for $3,500, and that may be right, but he put 2 or 3 lots together, and you know, right out now though, you, that lot is, the market value is no more than $500. You know, anybody that says it's different is crazier than hell.
Any other comments?
I'm good.
Well, thank you, Bob.
We will
be deliberating on this, and you will receive written notification within the next few days.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Bye. I had forgotten that I knew him. He was a member of the dinner club somehow. But I recognize the voice. Okay. Any comments or conversation now? The first thing, okay.
Go ahead.
My first reaction when I saw this was, I remember years ago them trying to sell me a membership in Bella Vista, Arkansas. It was the same thing. They took me to a lot that would cost more to build on than you could ever recover to do it. And they said, that's just a membership lot. We don't expect you to build. It's on a dirt road, no facilities. That enables you to play golf or rent a condo or do something else. And I just considered it not a property sale. I thought, well, why don't you just sell membership? Why are you bothering to mess with this? And I assume it was to pass along the tax base out to the people who were members rather than them having to pay it all. But, I mean, I can sympathize with him from the point of view of saying he bought a membership in a swimming club.
Absolutely. I'm not going to try to argue that point because I know where the membership lots are, and I drove there and I praised them for Oakmont. I know all about that stuff, and I'm not going to argue against the point. I'm just going to tell this board, most of the time I do not change the assessed valuation on membership lots. The only time I try to change them is Oakmont has 200 they're offering as membership lots. I do put them at the minimum until they sell. Once they sell, I know they're back into the game of can some individual piece them together and make something out of them. You want to remember, a lot of Oakmont's worthless unless you can piece two together, and there's more tremendous lake views in Oakmont than anywhere else in this county. Oh. And but that's fine. My recommendation to this board is do whatever you want to do on it, because I'm not opposed to whatever you do.
Is there a motion or any further discussion?
Well, can you answer his, because he's saying you can go buy them for $500. Is that right or not?
I don't know that you could particularly buy his lot for $500. You can still buy membership lots for $500. He bought his membership lot some time ago. There's many occasions where a membership lot, once the transaction is made, is no longer a particular membership lot. I advise these people that want out of their memberships and paying these heavy dues that Oakmont is now up to $160-some-odd a year assessment fees on a worthless lot. So all of a sudden you've got the, that's why they want to give their membership lots away, Dr. Rose, if you want to know the truth.
Well, this guy didn't want to give it away. He just wants to reduce
why Oakmont wants to give them away for no value. They get a $160 assessment fee against each year. So it's a very profitable thing for them to go ahead and give the lot away. And
I think this answers our question, too, Dave, about the golf course. It was sold off and someone else is developing it.
Mm-hmm. Right. But those are very controversial lots. And like I say, I've been all over them. I've been up and down the hills and around the hills, and I drove my own truck. And I know that area well.
Jim, James, you wouldn't be offended if we made a recommendation to lower it a little bit?
I would not be offended of any value you put on it.
I'll make a motion that we lower the value to $1,500 for BOE number, whatever this BOE number
20,
is.
28.
018. Oh, no. No, 00, the 60001. I'm sorry, whatever it is, Donna.
060018.
18.
Yeah, okay.
Before you get a second, as was clear, I think on our last vote, I struggled real hard to make a vote. I don't work with the real estate like some of you do every day, so to speak. And the assessor's office has all kinds of info I don't have. And I'm just being straight, it takes me a while to come together with what's going on here. Mm-hmm. to make a motion and vote on this. If they're truly only valued at $500, if you can go out there and buy 15 of them for $500, I'd like the opportunity to find that out before we set it at 15.
Right here on my sales letters, in his same block, neighboring lots, one sold for $1,000 and one sold for $2,500.
Okay.
And they give away one in between, which, when I say giveaway, it's a $500
membership. I've owned all this lots before for membership, and that was a $500 lot for golf.
But my point is, I don't know, I mean, as you sit through this Board of Equalization, you see things said, and then they turn out to be much different than what they appear to be. And anyhow, it's pretty difficult for me, not just me, to make a decision on some of these. I've heard the information we hear. James has added some more to it. It does seem to say that maybe there are a number of them out there for $500.
I kind of would have to agree. If a guy owned four or five lots, then that increases the overall value of all of them together. And I can see that where, what you were saying there, and I agree with you, James. If you had several lots, that makes the value probably a little more. If you had a good, you put four or five together, make a decent sized lot and have a lake view.
I would be more inclined to go along with this if it were 1,000 instead of 1,500, saying double the lot value because there's something beyond, and they're giving away almost the other ones.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Well, then I would renew your motion then that we lower it to 1,000, not 500. Is there a second to that?
James, could you run that info again? What you just shared with us?
Yeah, there's one on his same block sold for $1,000, and then there's one sold for $2,500. They've sold January of 07 and February of 07. I do have some 08 sales. The next road up raises up a tier. Beautiful views of the lake, other than toward 86 Highway, and two lots there sold for $4,000 apiece. That was back, not out on the point of that. You turn by the storage units, Dave, and you go back on that point, and right out on that point, as you well know, there's some beautiful views of the lake and stuff.
This one, though, is one that you
see
goes off.
It's two levels below that. It's actually a dirt road, and yes, there is a couple of houses in there now. Years ago we used to say, well, this old land's too rough to build on, nobody will ever build. There's no such thing in Taney County.
I said that about Thousand Hills.
Yeah. There's no such thing in Taney County.
Number over there.
That's useless because it. And I want to make this perfectly clear: Oakmont is the only area you can put a septic in. You can upgrade your septic. You can build on those small lots in Oakmont.
On just one lot, James?
Yes, sir.
But what about
all you've got to have is 100 foot between your wellhead and your lateral field, and you can go to the updated system. There's one updated system that takes 1,500 feet. And I have sold a lot, and they have put that system on one
lot. That lot seemed to be a little bigger. It's 181 foot.
Yeah,
deep.
It's pretty
now,
long.
On the next block down, when we had the map up here, those looked like those were about the same width, either 50 or 75 foot wide and only about 100 foot, so you couldn't begin to put a septic on those.
You would need two on that.
You'd have to have two.
But where I sold many lots, they were 100 foot wide. You set your wellhead 7x7 off of that corner, and your septic system goes in the opposite corner
right.
In your opposite field. And you can get all the widths and to go to this.
On that block right below that on Woodcrest or whatever it is down there.
Right.
Those lots look like they're much down lower to the left, down right in there. Those look like they're even so small that...
Now, you can see the tip of the lake right at the top of the map. Mm-hmm. Now, the lot that you just pointed to would probably have a view of the lake. This gentleman does not have a view of the lake on the inner side of that hill. But on the outer side of it, on Spring Street, he would have a view of the lake.
I think he has no intention of ever building on
that.
No,
he don't. He don't. I understand. I understand that.
When you do the assessed valuation for $1,000, because what we do, five, I mean, when...
Appraised value.
Appraised value is what I meant. Does that get us within the $100, the 530?
Sure.
Is 530 is what you said?
Before? It'll be about 190 assessed, 187 or something. 190 is what comes in.
So you're going to end up with a residential, so you're going to end up with a $38 tax bill?
Get appraised and assessed, correct, again. 1,000 appraised,
I know.
190 assessed. Our minimum is 100 assessed, is basic numbers. So you're above that.
Well, looks like my motion dies for lack of a second. Do we have something else?
I want to point out that we should. Is someone here for 10:30? For the 10:30?
I'm gonna redo your motion. I'm gonna go along with $1,000.
That's what I started doing.
Okay. In other words, that would be my motion for accept the assessed valuation at appraisal at $1,000, seconded by
me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 5-0, change it to $1,000.
If there's no one show.
So you are
Chempro Equipment Company. Is there a representative here from Chempro?
6043.
See, Chempro is 643.
We're just telling you.
Isn't this almost like the one we heard earlier in Branson?
Mm-hmm. I already looked up. What number is this? 043.
It's the same evaluation as that one we did earlier that we had on
the assessor will just keep the evidence that's supplied of the last case that you've got in front of you.
That's what I was going to say. This is about the same case as we had earlier, isn't it?
This is Hill.
Okay, now is there a representative from Chempro here? That's not you.
So our previous has been that we would just take it off the agenda, they would come back and reschedule.
Let's just skip this for now. If they arrive late and we have the time, we'll do it. Are you Ann Hill?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what number here.
044, huh?
044.
Way out here. I would like to proceed. Dr. Rose, I think, said it's already.
I agree.
Proceed, so.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Would you please come up to the podium? Would you please explain to the commission what your objection is and what it is? This is an open hearing.
Yes, we received the letter from your committee raising the property value taxes by at least 75%. And based on what things have sold in our complex and based on what people are asking for, four units in that area right now, we feel that that's kind of high. And I talked to people on the phone. They said they would change it to 137.5, but by what we noticed on the computer, that wasn't done. So I did send a letter, which I think you people had.
Is that dated May 29th?
Yes.
Yeah, we have that.
Okay. I have a few other. Well, I received these of units that have sold since January in our complex. I'm the financial secretary of Cozy Cove, so I do have assessment due also.
Sorry. The guy ran out. As
I don't want you to fall over there.
Well, the other guy ran. So.
But there was a unit right next to ours, which has the same square footage as ours, which just sold for $139,267. That's unit 32.
Okay.
And those people just had redone that house. It also has a garage.
So that unit that you're referring to, unit 32, has a garage.
Has a garage.
This one does not.
Which we do not.
And that one just finished a remodel, and this one did not.
That's right. Okay. So they put up crown molding, and they put in hardwood floors, and they updated all the appliances. And so it was, worth more than ours, we thought.
Okay.
There was another unit, 34, 7834, which also sold since January, and that went for $137. The square footage was a little smaller than our unit, but it these are all in the same building as ours. It went for $137, and it also had a garage, which ours does not. So actually, they pay more assessment fees than we do. And then there's another one in our building, 7831, which the bank owns. We have quite a few properties in there right now because the market is depressed that are owned by the bank or in the process of being foreclosed upon. That one they're asking right now $108 for only. Nothing in the complexes that I can see were above the $140. The only one that went above $140 is this one across from us, and it's a single, it's $7860, and it went for $150. You might have that copy. That one has its own, I have a picture kind of it, there it is. You see it has this area up here which is like a loft, which people can use for storage or a study or even an extra bedroom for a child. It's all by itself on the end over there. It is separated from the rest of the building by two garages, so they're really all by themselves. And that was also in a pristine condition. That was owned by Dr. Zeller's dad before he went into a nursing home. And so it's all handicap accessible. And it has a big yard in the front and on the side where nobody is.
I have a question for you, ma'am.
Yes.
You mentioned 7831.
Yes.
Which is bank-owned right now.
Yes.
Does that have a garage?
No.
Does not have. So it's more similar in...
2 hours.
2 years. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank
but
you.
But the square footage is a little smaller.
That's... 7831 is a little smaller. When you
a
say little a
little
bit, a couple hundred square feet.
Let's see, I might have it here somewhere. Exactly what it is, but yeah, I would say a couple hundred square feet.
Thank you.
It's still a two-bedroom, which ours is. Our unit is also an upstairs unit, and nobody wants upstairs units down here because we're all older. And it also just has a new sewer lift station across the creek. We used to have the beautiful view of the creek. We're on the cove down there. Well, that kind of ruined the value because now we have this lift station there, which doesn't help us. We're also part of the floodplain now over there on that side. We sent some pictures of the inside of our unit because we did buy a fixer-upper unit. And you, I don't know if they came out on your thing, but our unit, I don't think if we had it assessed formally, I don't think it would be assessed at 144 because there's a lot of work that needs to be done inside. A lot of settling. We don't know if the blasting across the creek contributed to that or not.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes.
I'm trying to get a unit number here. Does this make sense? Cozy Cove Road 532, does that?
Okay, those are up on the lane. Those are duplexes or single family.
Okay.
And they are present. There's quite a few of them up there that are either going to be owned by the bank or are in the process of being foreclosed upon right now.
Okay, let me ask you another one. Cozy Cove 2, and then it says 147. Where is that one located?
147.
Cozy Cove, and it says Cozy Cove 2.
The building 2, unit 147.
Okay, that would be in the front.
Okay.
41, though, is not in building 2.
147.
147. 47.
We have some comparables, sales comparisons that the assessor's given us. I'm just trying to find where does this play in that.
I don't.
This was an A.
You know what that sounds like? I think that is what we call the sixplexes.
Okay.
Those are rental properties by investors from California on the most part. I think only two are owned by people that actually live there without being rentals.
Okay.
They are a little smaller there. They run about 1,300 square feet. Does that sound right?
That doesn't say.
Because there are three buildings, and one is called one. Well, actually, it should be 137, though, instead of 134.
That's right. If you knew it, it would help. That's not.
Yes, they do all have garages.
Thank you, ma'am.
Up there.
Unit building 5, unit 32, you said was a duplex?
No, that's part of our building.
That's what I thought.
There's eight in there.
Okay, that's right next door to you.
Yes.
So unit 530 would be in your building?
Yes.
532 is in your building right next door to you.
Right next door to us.
It has a garage?
And it has a garage. That's the one that just sold that they did all the work to.
Now, in your building...
27 and 28.
27 and...
In your building.
Yes. They are both in our building also.
And are those with garages?
27 has a garage. 28 does not.
Evidently, there was a flurry of buying there in 07, 2 years ago, in your building.
I think so.
Is that when you bought, or...?
No. Well... We're not too much before that.
Did we buy 05, I think?
We bought the summer of 05.
That's what it says on the...
Yes.
Could I ask one question?
Yes.
You say you bought it as... Was these conditions there when you bought that at the 122.9?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'll...
But I think it's gotten worse.
That's all the questions I have, sir.
Anyone else on the panel have questions?
And what is the value you think it should be? Did you mention that?
When I talked to someone on the phone, they said 137.5. We would not object to that, although I don't think we could ever get that for that unit. We just want to be in a fair ballpark.
Were you the someone?
I'm the someone, and I apologize for them even having to be here. Once I realized I hadn't made that change, the book had already closed, and I could not make that change legally unless you appeared.
You have no objection, then?
I have no objection to 137.5.
I make a motion to approve 137.5 at the request of the owner.
Your second?
I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. 5-0, your new assessed value is 137.5.
Thank you very much. Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Go on to your next issue. My staff brought it to my attention, and I agree with them. that we have worked to set appointments for these individuals, and if an individual does not contact our office to let us know that they cannot come to a meeting that has been scheduled and they've been notified, then I think the board has the right to review the evidence that they presented to us, review the evidence of the assessor, and make a decision. If that individual is not happy with the decision made by the board, they have the opportunity to go to the state tax commission. If somebody does call us and request a reschedule, we'll certainly accommodate them. But if they don't make an effort to contact us, I think that should, in my opinion, be the way that we go.
So with that recommendation, Donna, you would suggest that we go ahead and move forward on Kim Pro because they were scheduled and we have not heard from them.
That's correct.
That's correct? Okay.
How do we do a reschedule now if we've already made the decision?
Donna expressed they can go ahead and appeal with the state and be here.
I think that would be great.
I guess the question is, do we wait till the end of the day?
Yeah, if they call later today and say, whoops, I forgot.
That's completely up to the board. I mean, that is one of the things that we've learned over the years with the State Tax Commission. You're giving them an opportunity. We set the appointment with them. We contact them. We've done every effort to get them here on time. So at some point, I think you have to make a decision that, yes, sir.
The letter I read here to you states that this is a phone appointment on June 17th. Are we supposed to be calling them?
For Kimpro?
Kimpro. We backed off on.
I know. That's not, I'm on Kimpro's code.
Yeah, but we're supposed to call them.
No.
According to the letter,
it said,
and the document in our book.
Not on the schedule, but maybe in the letter.
It's on the application.
In preparation for my telephone appointment.
I prefer a phone conference.
Okay. We should have called them then. I apologize. I didn't get on the agenda. We need to call him.
Could someone call him and see if...
Well, we can try him right now, sir.
Call him right there.
What's the number?
Donna's going to come up and do that.
What?
I apologize, sir.
Is it slight tighter?
What number?
We're going to Google.
This is Kimpro Equipment Company. Abatement number 060043 with an appraised valuation of $103,400.
That's another Branson Hills development.
That looks just like the other one that we just ordered. Is it slight tighter? Slight tighter.
I don't find that on here.
Hi, this is Steve Schleifer. Can I help you?
Yes. This is Donna Neely with the Board of Equalization. I'm the secretary. I want to inform you, sir, that you are being recorded and that you are live on the internet. I'm turning over to our chairman, Dr. Rose.
Good morning, Doctor.
Yes.
Can you state to the committee your justification for your request for a lowered assessed valuation on that property?
Well, I closed on the property last September 2008, and the price I paid for the lot was $87,000. I sent documentation by fax to your office to document that. So I don't see how it could be worth any more than that. I mean, the economy, the real estate prices plummeted really after I closed in the fourth quarter of last year. So I don't see any way it could have gone up in value. Might have even gone down, but certainly wouldn't have gone up during that time.
Do any of you have any comments, Strahan?
We're just showing the values of that area being substantially more, not as than what you actually paid for your property. We have a study that's showing sales from 66,000 was a unique number, the only one of its kind, up to 140,000, and most of them lying in the 100 as a mean 110,000 line value.
we've been given the list of sales of lots in that area. And okay. It looks like you got one of the big bargains for the whole deal compared to what the others paid for them.
I'm glad to hear that. I guess that's good. But how close? I mean, when you're, you know, it's a pretty big development, and it's a lot of them are golf course frontages and other things that are make them more valuable than the piece of property that we bought. Are there some, like, right next to us that you're looking at there?
Jim, you want to?
I'll look here. The list I provided them was just sales in Branson.
Jim, can you scroll if your mouse to the next either side of that property?
Okay, you're not on the golf course itself, though.
No, we are not. We are an interior lot, not of a golf course, no view of the golf course. So it is definitely one of the lower value properties in Branson Hills.
We're looking at an aerial photograph right now of where your lot is.
Okay, it's very close to the gate number 2, the further, I guess it would be the further west gate. If you go in that gate and turn the first street, we're right there. So it's right at the very edge of the Branson Hills and several streets away from the golf course. You can't even see the golf course from our property.
Sir, I'm looking here at a sales list that they don't have in front of them. Your lot 13, lot 16 sold for $99,000. Lot 18 sold for $95,000, lot 24 for $120,000, 29 for $120,000, 30 for $120,000. And that's off of a sales list of that particular block. And those were all over.
You know where those other ones are? I don't have a sheet in front of me showing the overall development. Are those some of those on the golf course?
No, he's talking about the ones right next to you.
They're not on the golf course.
He's looking at the plat and the sales of the adjacent lots to you on the same street.
Okay, because some of those numbers are pretty far from lot 41. Some of those numbers were, I'm assuming they're in consecutive order.
Yes, those are our numbering system on the same block as yours.
If that street that we live on is like a loop, and on the down, it loops around, and on the lower side of it, you have a golf course view, and some are even golf frontage, depending on which side of that street you're on. It's be the same street we're on, but it's on a different, you know, lower level of the street. That'd be a huge difference in the value of the property.
That's not reflective of the sales received by the assessor's office.
Okay. I don't have any questions, sir.
Anyone else have any questions? Thank you very much, Doctor. We'll be deliberating this, and you will be notified by mail within the next few days of what the board thinks. Thank you.
James, this list you gave us earlier in Branson Hills, do you have one like that for this area?
Yes. It's right here.
This is 04, 004 area.
This is 004 area also.
That's 011.
But it's block 4.
Well, I mean, I'm going by the tax number.
The right next is 37.
Making copies of that. Make six copies.
004 point, and then the assessed number, and this one's 011. So it's a completely different area.
Right, but it's not on the golf course. He keeps arguing about the golf course. The golf course is way above it.
Well, I'm just wanting to refer to this list like this.
They'll get that list.
Okay. Because this is not reflective because it's a whole different area. Isn't it? I mean, by tax number.
If you just cross the road, you may be in that map number.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, if you just cross the, when we cross a road, they change the section line, map numbers change. It's all the same area.
Okay, I thought it was only section and township or something.
No.
Okay.
Our maps don't go.
Across the street from that Royal, whatever that name is.
Okay, there's, I see.
See your 11.
Okay, that's what I was asking. That's where I was trying to get.
Right, it's not a different, it's a different area in our eyes, but not per se to the developer.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Is there really any difference between this one and the one we denied earlier this morning?
He might be a slightly worse location, but he's still on the median of what they'd ought to be.
Well, the other one paid $77,000 and we turned down.
66,000.
66, okay.
Yes. Yeah,
and this one paid 87.
You'll see his 87. There's 180 for some reason.
His increase was far less than the one we turned down, I mean.
I think it should be lowered a little bit for the sake of him requesting. I don't know if it's, my concern is looking at the GIS map to the left of that, the assessed value is 3570, adjacent property.
Where you at, Jim?
Up on the map, look on the wall. To the left of his property, its assessed value is 3570.
Where are you getting that from?
Right there, sir. Right there. And if you go across the street from Royal, whatever that street of Dornock, whatever it is, all those properties are 3570. Now, the property to the right of his is obviously assessed higher. There may be a house there.
I think the reason those are 3570, they're still owned by the development company, and according to him,
they haven't been sold.
They haven't been sold. And so they're at a lower value. But I do note on this list, there's lots within the same block, evidently right there.
At 99 and 98.
99, 98, 95.
Well, the 98's not it. That's a totally different area.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then you jump up on, evidently, on down there when you get into the 20s, there's 120, but then there's another one that's 100, it's 80 and one at 90. The only thing I make note of also is every one of these sales on both of these lists, almost without except with just a couple of exceptions, all happened in the same month of the same year.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's why you're seeing the difference in the contractors deal we've been on for the...
Well, contractors have bought all these evidently or something. I don't know. But the other thing is that during the latter half, sort of in defense of what he's saying about values, the latter half of 08, there's not a sale in here in the latter half. And that I don't know if that's a... meaning that sales died over there because the values are going down because no one's going to pay that, or what the,
My opinion is when he bought it, that's a more true value of the property versus the April time frame. I would like to make a motion to reduce his appraised value to $90,000. Excuse me, I'm sorry, $95,000.
What? Can I ask before you get your second?
Yes,
why would you not make a motion to the $87,000?
Because I think there's a motivated seller involved because of the economic conditions.
And this happened in September of 08.
Uh-huh.
From the company, educate me here, is there something about this contract with the Branson Hills Development Company that alerts you that he's buying a bargain or something?
Anything bought in the second half of last year is a bargain. There's just an assumption.
Well, I found one other sale besides his in the latter half of 08, and it's at 90, and this one's at 87.
I've got sales, and I don't know why they're not reflective here. I keep them since 09 has occurred. I've got $140,000 sales in Branson Hills.
Sure.
And I can produce them. That may have been a doubt.
I'll make a motion to clear it up.
Mine's a doubt. I'll withdraw mine.
I'll just
withdraw mine.
All right.
I'll make a motion to set it at 87, like you paid for it in September.
Is there a second to that? That motion dies for lack of a second. Would anyone else like to try?
I make a motion to set the value at $90,000.
$90,000. Is there a second to that?
I'll second it to move on.
All right. Reduce the assessed valuation to $90,000. All in favor say aye.
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 I'm going to oppose that. I still think it's too low.
Nay. It's too low. I'll oppose it too. There you go, Dr. Rose.
I'm going to vote for it to get it off the table.
There you go.
$90,000.
Two no's, the rest are yes. And I want to clarify that was appraised value, not assessed value.
Correct.
Appraise value. that was at 90,000.
Yeah.
And that was a
Dr.
three.
Dr. Rose, it shows that we have nothing else. Can I ask for a recess, sir?
Let's see.
Till 1 o'clock.
It is the last one, isn't it? Not the one. Anyone have any other comments?
Yeah, we do. We have a scheduling problem, James and I do, for tomorrow. I don't know how this is going to work out.